very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Never be the same one. Mm-hmm. That one has gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find when I think of pain as my pain, it becomes worse because I go, my pain, clamping almost down on it, feeling like it really becomes worse and worse.
And how can it not be my pain?
By understanding the nature that it is just
now.
With Paniya in
with
this moment, with understanding.
With
realizing.
With
Sati Sampachanya. Sati and Paniya.
With Paniya and Sati.
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 Mm-hmm.
So is it the Sati, does Sati always arise, or does Paniya, can you have Sati and not have any Paniya, or does it?
Yes.
Yes.
At the level of Dana.
At Dana, only in this place.
Sila.
Sila.
Okay. And when there is Kusala with Metta or Karuna or Ubekha, but not the development of more Kusala, which can be Jhana.
So then it was with Paniya.
Must
be. Without Paniya. Mm-hmm. Without or with?
She said, if there is metta, karuna, mudita, yes, but not as the development of more kusala, then it is without Paniya.
Because it's by one's accumulation. Mm-hmm. Very short 7 moments of Jhana. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when it can become very calm, it has to know with right understanding how to develop it. Because the very close enemy or opposite of metta is lobha.
When we talk about sati and paniya, like the paniya is the jetasika that knows, but what
understand correctly
the presently arisen moment,
the reality. It depends on whether it's the concept of reality or reality itself.
So that's very difficult always, the concept of reality or the
reality.
I find it's difficult.
Yeah. But Paniya at a kind of a low level could understand a concept as a reality.
Concept. Yeah. But one might take it a mistake that one has experienced directly,
yes,
by just thinking about it at that very moment.
Yeah. And mistake that for Paniya.
For the direct Paniya. Yeah.
So the difference between Sati and Paniya. So Paniya is understanding. So what is Sati?
It is aware.
Just awareness.
So that Paniya can understand better and better.
Right, so that sati, that kind of sati, must arise with Paniya.
Satipatthana.
They have to go
but
together in that.
Very,
sense.
Very low degree.
Yes.
Yeah. In the very beginning.
Low.
For example, right now, there can be awareness of a reality so fast as all, very natural. If there is clinging, it comes again. To hinder, wanting to have more.
But each moment of awareness seems to last a little bit.
A little bit, but not as long as you like it to be.
Still too long, because there's still thinking in between.
And the moment of, if there is a moment of awareness, and I'm not sure, but it trying to recreate that moment.
Excuse me. Whenever there is awareness and I'm not be sure, what do you mean?
Well, I think if there is a moment of awareness, I don't even know, and I'm thinking maybe it isn't awareness, maybe it's just thinking. But because it is kind of different to the other thinking, it's
okay.
Like I want to try and recreate
okay.
that moment.
That is touching somewhere.
Yes.
What appears.
Well, generally, hardness of it, but generally
talking about this moment, whenever, now there is touching,
mm-hmm.
What is there? What appears?
It's usually to me a chair or something.
No.
I
mean that at the moment of touching, now touch, what is there?
Well, there's what is being experienced, like the hardness is being touched.
Hardness is touched. Mm. And who touches it?
The nama, jitta.
Gaya vinyana. The seeing cannot touch. Mm-hmm. The hearing cannot touch. So that moment, the element of touching tangible object through body sense must be that
very
particular citta, the gaya vinyana. Mm. So everyone has gaya vinyana, no awareness. Mm. But whenever awareness arises, it follows. Like other moment when sense those object are experienced, bhavanga, and then the mind or process follows instantly. Exactly the same. So the object cannot change. The object is not changed. But there is awareness. So one knows that there is touching with our awareness, and there is touching with awareness. When that appears to awareness, because there is awareness. If the person who does not know about development of awareness at all, what he experienced must be kaya vinyana, touching and touching and touching by kaya vinyana. But when it's satipatthana, sipatthana follows. Just the same object, no different at all. That's why it's so very natural. If one changes from this moment and there is some effort to try, that is not satipatthana. So panya knows the difference. That's why it's so very, very natural.
Yeah. You forget one thing, very, very difficult.
Right. But one knows that this is the teachings of Buddha.
Mm.
And all the Four Noble Truths are very subtle, not just the first, the second, and the third. Also the fourth must be subtle too. Mm. Because it's not self, it's the very gradual development with understanding, and it is also conditioned detachment when it's the right path.
So understanding, like the understanding I was talking about, because sometimes it might be just a very quick moment of suddenly it feels like I understand not an element, but some aspect of what I've heard. And then it's like, well, what was that short moment of whatever it was? And I imagine now that what I take for some understanding maybe is just thinking. It's hard to know, and
first of all, there must be the very little panya which can see the difference between moment with awareness or moment without awareness.
Yeah.
It's so natural right now, hardness and then awareness of hardness.
Mm.
No, who knows? Okay.
Mm.
Panya knows. That is with or without awareness.
So I'm thinking maybe it's just thinking, but perhaps with a little bit of right understanding about some aspect. Thank you.
It's good to know.
Well, it is good to know, yes. And I think you only know by talking with you or...
Because usually people is attached to patibat, practice.
Mm.
But what is it? Who is practicing? And what is the object of understanding? So it's just quite far away from understanding reality, which is conditioned right now, arising and following for good, never come back. So the next moment is all right, no matter whatever it is, kusla or akusla, it doesn't matter. As long as it's not me or I who is aware, it's awareness itself, which can arise anytime, more or less, by conditions. Don't expect to have more. That's it.
And we could say whether or not it was awareness. What does it matter? It's gone. What about the attachment or the thinking about it? Now that's all there is. And never mind about whether it's there. And as saying to Shakti, I think as more understanding develops slowly, it minds less and less about, there's less and less minding about, oh, is there awareness? Isn't there awareness? How much or when or how fast or all these things
level, seeing so much more lopa than I had ever thought was possible.
Mm-hmm.
On every
one
level,
cannot know at all, see?
Yeah.
One will follow the wrong path all the time. Mm-hmm. But what Sarah just said, what is the only path with detachment. Mm. Everything must lead to detachment completely. Mm. This is just the beginning, not to follow the wrong path, see?
Not to count or mind or
That this is just the beginning, being able to give up the, you know, attachment to sati, because how much more difficult to give up attachment to seeing an invisible object.
And to practice.
And to results in the future. Oh, no.
Forget it.
You've touched on this trip that's had most significance for me, and it also relates to a question Jill had in Patna, I think, about dukkha, is you were mentioning when we were looking at the relics about how much attachment there is to everything in life, to seeing or hearing, and just to one reality which arises and passes away. And when you were defining the deeper levels of dukkha, you said, what's the use of the rising and falling away of realities instantly? And so you were saying, what's the use of the rising and falling away of realities instantly? So, you know, we know in theory that all realities rise and fall away, but this, what's the use of the arising and falling away of realities had quite a lot of significance. I would like you to say a little bit more about it.
Just for seeing and then go away. That's all. Very shortly. Each moment.
And then gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being, Vanya?
Have less attachment. One was born, one clings, one works hard, just for the seeing to arise and fall away, hearing arise and fall away, pass away so fast, none was left.
If all these things are mere elements, why do we cling so much to having more and more of it?
What's the use of having more and more attachment just to that element which just rises and falls away so instantly? That's all there is in life. So everything we find so important, hold dear, are just elements that arise and fall away immediately. You know, what's the use of them? What's the purpose of them? What's the use of life? What's the purpose? And this is the real, and this is the real deeper meaning of dukkha, just the arising and falling away of dhatus. That's all there is.
But if it is the dear person, when it is the dear person, it's harder to be detached.
Yeah. What is the dear one? Is seeing the dear person?
No.
Is hearing the dear person?
No.
Is thinking the dear person?
No, I have to remind myself of this very much, because I forget.
Is thinking the dear person?
When I think of Lodewijk, I forget.
But there can be understanding of loba. It's the
kind,
two different things, to the concept or to realities. So one understand the meaning of becoming detachment, detached.
But it seems to go against nature, and we cannot force ourselves.
That's why Buddha seems like not to teach after his enlightenment. It's against the current of life.
Yeah.
And Nina, I don't think it's not a matter of not thinking about it or not having the anguish, as you know, Jill mentioned the other day, is quite natural. Yeah. It's bound to be like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But even at those moments of feeling so sad or being lost in the story, even at those moments there can be understanding of what's the use of this thinking at that moment, because it's just arising and falling away, or what's the use of the hardness or the visible object, it's rising and falling away. So even at that time there can be just a little understanding of the real meaning of dukkha, of elements that don't last at all. So it's not anything to do with trying to have less or trying not to feel so sad or worry less or not have attachment to discussion or anything, but just understand even at those times of a little detachment, not minding whether it's feeling sad or thinking or having attachment, because it's just however it's conditioned.
Often I see death and dying, and I have lost a loved one, and I think it's not so much the caring for the person that's gone, but it's my loss. It's me.
My feelings.
Oh, what am I going to do without you? This sort of thing. Right. Forget about if that person's happy or sad or whatever that
so
other person.
So we can see it always.
Really.
Who
gross.
Is the one that is most important?
It's me.
We
me.
Think it's the other,
but it's not.
It's me. It's my feelings, my visible objects, sounds, tastes, touches, everything. My life that's so precious.
What am I going to do without you?
So it's a deep clinging to oneself.
But do we mind where the other one goes? Generally not. We don't. I mean, we don't know anyway. But yeah, it's my loss.
And who else was your beloved one in your previous life?
Who? How many? You know, I read that
who was once beloved one in previous lives.
That sutta where it's the Buddha told someone, I can't remember, but that we have cried as much water as there is in the ocean, we've cried more tears than that. And I went, oh my goodness. So I live near the ocean, so I actually left the house and walked to the ocean. And I sat there and I thought, oh, this is a lot of dosa to cry. And I only see a small aspect of all of the ocean of the world. And I thought, that's a lot of crying I've done. Lot.
So, and who's there?
Yeah, who's there? Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Who's there to do that?
Just different realities. Not I, not me. As one understands anatta-ness. No one. And gone completely. Never come back.
Never come back, yes.
Even this moment. Exactly the same, never come back, but keeps on like we are still sitting here seeing people right now, but there can be the development of visible object.
A friend of ours says he had the experience of anatta once, and we like to explain to him what anatta. But we don't know quite if you have another way of explaining, perhaps.
He has experienced
anatta.
Anatta
says,
once.
Yeah.
What is that once?
Yeah.
He's gone already.
No, there must be the object.
What object?
Yeah.
I'm afraid no object.
So, what
so
can one say?
Just to say one word, anatta, then.
And it could have been some degree of, who knows, but it could have been some degree of banya at the conceptual level. Because when we hear that visible object is anatta, it's not self, seeing is not self, there can be a degree of, I understand that. Yeah, but until he experiences this.
There's much more to understand,
yeah,
not just that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those who listened to the teachings and became arahata, while the others didn't at all, didn't get anything.
Yep. Even though they heard.
Or any vipassana jnana of any degree.
I know how they feel.
Yeah. If one reminds oneself not enough panya, not enough understanding, there can be they keep going on being aware and detached. If there is attachment, wrong again. Silapatta pramasa.
Say that word again.
Silapatta pramasa.
Silapatta pramasa.
Can be
kayakanda. Rituals or, you know, like if you think that you have to read the Dharma book for there to be understanding that. So yes, I had this experience, like Konsuchin says, only by talking and questioning one can find out whether there's really any understanding or not, because Shakti says, okay, just one word can be very useful, anatta, but if there's no understanding of what namas and rupas are, one word is no use at all. It's just a word. So because people think they can understand the anattaness of